Just some few housekeeping. Yesterday we've arranged the translation for two indigenous languages, so Zulu and Xhosa. It's still available even today. Those that want to utilize, want to listen, can utilize those microphones on your desk. It's channel 3, which comes out of channel 4. Yesterday, honorable members, compatriots, we started this meeting receiving a welcome address from the our city speaker. And explain why this meeting was important for this parliament, again give the strategic objectives of this parliament. And we received the input from the chairperson of the multi-party, which directed us where we come from as women of this country, and referred us, reminded us that we are closing the month, and reminded us that when this month was started, government has launched this month under the theme Women, Women Unite to Take South Africa Forward. She further indicates the strides that public sector has done in empowering women, particularly in terms of representation at the level of national government and parliament. We then received the presentation from the EG, Ms. Jenny Steinert, from the Department of Women in the Presidency. Which indicated that a gender responsive budget should suggest an appropriation of the combination of the gender of national development plan with gender responsive budget. Budgeting, and actually the point that the gender responsive budget is not a separate budget but that which takes into consideration the impact of services rendered to women. If I was suggesting the disaggregation of data to reflect the social differentiation, richer prioritization of programs aimed at gender equality, which takes into account the needs of both men and women, the importance of ensuring that all government departments are on board in ensuring that their planning and implementation of budget is gender responsive. The significance of monitoring and evaluating the impact of budget and service render, and embracing regional cooperation and partnership in line with 2063 Vision Agenda, and a platform for job creation, sharing the best practices and economic migration of women. I must say that the presentation triggered a flurry of clarification questions and comments, so much that not all of them could be dealt with. on the day due to the time constraint. It was then agreed that the delegates who could not raise their question and comment during the day of day one proceedings should consider doing so to commission. My apologies. In your package, you have received a program which shows that you are going to have commission. So we encourage those that have not had time to raise their question for clarity, who have chairpersons and or facilitators of those commissions, the members or delegates will then raise those questions in the commission and will have responses from those that are facilitating and chairing the commission. And we then receive the presentation again from Honorable Tumzilibenzi, initiating the launch of the manual for members of parliament, mainstreaming women, children, and persons with disabilities, whose key objectives are as follows: to highlight the role members can play in promoting the rights of women, children, and persons with disabilities, to identify the key legislation pertaining to women, children, and persons with disabilities, to identify the key international binding instruments pertaining to women, children, persons with disabilities, and the role of members in overseeing the implementation of this, to propose mechanisms for conducting effective oversight when taking into account issues pertaining to women, children, and persons with disabilities, to articulate the importance of enhancing the public participation of women, children, persons with disabilities in legislation processes, to raise awareness on issues of cooperative government as they pertain to women, children, persons with disabilities, and to raise awareness about the internal structures and issues within legislators as they pertain to women and children and people with disabilities. And it was very clear that this manual is seen as an important resource that will enable members of parliament to effectively and efficiently fulfill their constitutional responsibilities. The broader Women Roundtable audience, particularly fellow members of parliament, were greatly encouraged to make use of this manual. The manual, I think, is in our pack. And the last presentation we had was from Professor Mahomet on innovation and transformative, effective and efficient parliamentary services and administration that enable members to fulfill the constitutional responsibilities, but only for focusing on the budget, the responsive budget. And one of the issues that he has raised was that the presentation covers the taking of gender responsive budget is entails reference to gender responsive budget initiatives globally, citing example of Australia, South Wales, United Kingdom and Canada. Gender budgeting analysis in South Africa, including the strengths and weaknesses, reference to oversight of role of parliament in gender budgeting, willingness and commitment by parliamentarian budget office to develop a gender sensitive analysis that can assist in focusing and strengthening parliamentary oversight and scrutiny more generally. The presentation revealed among the following details: poverty and gender closely linked with women, interest and the gap is growing. Consideration of budget and gender should be done in a systematic way through the planning, programming and implementation. Budgeting should focus on efficiency and equity when dealing with women issues. There is a need to identify the need and intervention towards women empowerment and track the impact of those interventions. Policy impact. Without financial resources, policies aimed at gender equality are not effective. Importance of quantified targets and indicators very critical in ensuring that the program implemented are able to achieve the intended purposes as well as the monitoring. South Africa gender responsive budgeting was widely supported and it strengthened the country's gender mainstreaming capacity within government, which also culminated to the establishment of the ministry responsible for women. Understanding, however, has a negative impact which has rendered the Ministry of Women ineffectively. There is a need for a women lobbying around fiscal and budget as a big part of development of fiscal policy. The availability of measurable targets and indicators is needed to engage performance. All the departments need to take cognizance that their allocation funds address gender equality, gender policy, and that there is transparency and participation by CSOs. There is a need to empower women about issues related to fiscal policy, MTEF, tax revenue and expenditure. Insufficient monitoring of gender equality programs has the potential to undermine the gains made so far. Oversight is thus a critical aspect of ensuring that gender equality becomes a reality. And that was the gender responsive budget is a budget and expenditure that ensures women and men benefit equally and is an important element of gender mainstreaming. Those are the issues that were raised by the presenter. So we'll actually distribute this paper for commission so that the delegates can use them as we will continue in the commission. We are now going to invite our Deputy Minister, Honorable Mekisotsi, to talk about gender-based violence. Minister, these are delegations from provinces, including members of legislature, including ourselves from parliament. You're welcome, Minister. Minister has been a deputy minister of parliament, even today, the deputy minister. I'm a minister. And go away!
Thank you very much, my good is for my mom. I think we need to say what we make our friends. Before I can start with our presentation, maybe I should also start by apologizing for your friends. Yesterday, I'm sorry, you know, we had 2 hours reading as a day SOP on police killing. So that's one of the challenges that we are facing as a society lately. And also all communities are issues by the police. So that was one of the things that can be held as a congratulations to yesterday's I'm accompanied by 2 senior officials from the police. I have General Yvonne today, who is the head of the Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offenses Apa yang nama awak ni bos? My name is General Sibon, and I have Kenneth Lepe, who is also in the unit of Kenneth Benzvar in the Department of Food. The head of that unit is General Dina, but she is now the patrol of the unit, you know that the police are the patrol of the unit. Thank you so much for inviting us, Kenneth. Indeed, we are in an environment that is very difficult for us as a community. That is the police. You know as much as I know that that environment is dominated by me. It is very difficult to get me even in better position than in this position. They were looking at me this morning and this is the man. But I just started with you, I'm in Hali, but that's fighting with or trying to convince our DC in general that the vacancy that exists in the police now, we have seen a vacancy that exists in the police, and our team that we should focus on them to lead the police position, because I know they can do it. If I can do it, they can do it. Those who've been in Parliament for more than 15 years know that. From day one when I was told I'm going to Parliament, I was told that I'm going to the police committee, that the police must know that he has that element of a police, not a good thing. And I was told by my party that I even am a Muslim, you have a police. I started looking at my height and I thought of the police. And I said, yup, well, because it's not for you to decide that I have to be part of the police committee from that time, of which I was a state leader for something like 5 years, and then after which then I was given the assignment of being the president of the then control committee on state legislation, which today we say that is the police committee. People would laugh at me when I say to them, laugh at me and say that it, when I say to them, the only thing that I know is parliament, the only thing that I know I can explain is policing. Because you mention all the acts, you mention all the legislations and everything as a part of those legislations. But I never thought that so difficult when you have to implement them. You can do whatever you want to do here as a member of parliament, come up with all these kind of legislation. But when outside parliament, give them that in, and then you ask yourself, what can you do with the legislation? Because you see that it is difficult to implement. But because of the trend of crime, you know that crime of changes every year, the census. You look at the crime now, general. I just mostly, I'm sorry to say, I'm not really general. I most of the time, I run the crime. Such as this very problem, more than 80% of the offenders are young children. I'll call the children because some of them are even younger than my husband. So it shows that we had a problem. And I have that belief that if we put women at the forefront, we would win that session. Because these are our children. There's no criminal who fell from a tree. We take that to them. Therefore, we must make sure that we act as the government in fighting crime and family. Even one area before I come, I don't have a very long presentation. I asked them this morning, they must tell me what is the approach on the presentation, and then they told me that I said, no, I prepared something, I'm just going to read quickly so that that's okay to hear. And then one of the issues or one of the areas that one would like to highlight is the fact that we have initiated so many good progress. I mean, I'm not talking about the police, I'm talking about us in general. And I don't know whether my people are from the women's village. No, before the new administration, the fifth panel, women's issues were always led by the former minister. And there is a lot of progress that they initiated at the time. of which you were part of. That is what I for the And then unfortunately, what I have learned from our position is that when someone new takes over, you don't look at what has been done already. You always start afresh. And this is not a good thing. Because I was thinking where I think that we had so many proposals from those meetings that we used to attend that is convened by the former minister in Wales. I remember the comments that were used to remind me that there was a time when all departments were called at one room, where we said that every part of the stakeholders, you know, everyone, all the different parties were invited. We said, let us come with one unique program, I mean a program, where the police don't have their social development there, men's ministry there, health there, and all the rest of the state. Let us take that for one thing. I remember that he said, if we manage to have an awareness when we're returning for the World Soccer Tournament, then we said every Friday we have Bafana Bafana teachers. Why can't we do that? With the bonding having women and children. Because as we speak now, the number of children that are being injured, the number of children that are being brutally killed, in some senses by their own families, is just getting worse. The number of the older people that are being raped by their own families, sons and grandsons, is just getting worse. So I think it's time that we should send others women. Because all these people that are listening, women, children, gogos and everyone, we give that to them as men. The pain is felt by us. Therefore, it's very important that we unite and make sure that we fight this kind of illness. It's an illness, so there's no way that people can do part of that. That's to maybe to inform you during this August month activity. We had activities almost in all the provinces as Department of Police. We have a network of women in our department. We call it South African Police Service Women's Network. So it works with NGOs and everyone who wants to work with them is always accommodated. And then we had programs with all the provinces that I was fortunate then to be part of their last program in Queenstown. They took me to a house where I met a 90-year-old who was raped by her grandson. You know, when I had to enter that house and check it, the balance of whom when I looked at the older person, because it's all the same. You know, when she sees the police and the national uniform, and then I could see them, she started relaxing. And then what was good about our thing is the fact that that young son of his was taking life sentence because of that in the brown gun. And the team of investigators, that's the thing. And then they took me to a second house. Where a woman younger than myself, who is 34, will show you that I am old. Who is 64, raped by her own son. Her own son. The son that she carried for 9 months. The son that did not sleep during the night because I am my color, no color, no longer. The gentle son. When I look at the traumatic situation that the woman was under, I said to myself, I'm sure if God had made that when the pregnant would see would be less together. Most of them is about abort. I'm telling you. Because when I look at this woman, I had at that moment to organize social workers to come and counsel her. Although the police did counsel her time and time again. But I did discovered that she was in very traumatic situation that she was facing. We brought them some food, meat, grocery, we sang with them, we had our couplings to come and play with them. Just, we were trying just to ease the pain. during this rule of law. Those are some of the challenges that these police officers call themselves under. That's why we have a unit that we have established, which is the Employee Health and Wellness Unit, where before these police men and women go to such incidents, we start by counseling them, preparing them for such incidents. When I was looking at the statistics, I discovered that in this unit we had more men than women. And then when I tried to ask them, why do you have more men than women? And I was told that women have a general disaster because it's too painful for them to investigate such cases. And some of them that, unless the senior would say that you will take our firearms away when we go to this incident, because we won't be able to send them. So only men then who are using most of the time for their work, the plans for them. We had an IMC, Interministerial Committee, that was established by the President late last year, at the end of last year, head of the Cabinet of Social Development, where then the CSIR and some other stakeholders were commissioned to come up with a research, which is this, the mandate that they got was that they must find out why is violent, why is crime so violent? Why is crime so violent, especially when it comes to women and children? Because of the fact that if you stop your car at a robot, and then this criminal will come, they want your car, or they will kill you instead of taking your car. If they get into your house, they want to kill you because we know that they want to flash crazy. If there's anyway, let us go and go to the police or get old style. They're not interested in those old anyway. They want this flexing one. And then they get into your house, take the TV, take the master over, instead of just leaving you, those officers, they kill you. And if you're a woman, they rape you, after raping you, they kill you. And then you said, you must go and the president said, you must go and come to the extent of what makes it so violent. I'm not going to discuss the findings and outcome of that commission, because I thought that after the last election, we continue discussing those findings of the CSR. I can't remember, but I didn't have that. I was fortunate to come back again after my first time. I would have known here. And then secondly, there is a commission that all of us know that it has also been established by the president. The gender-based violence commission that was headed by former minister Mbakiwala, which was then in the office of the deputy, the then deputy president, Khalema Mushari, which, if I remember very well, we don't take it in the north when lost it, but I don't know whether it's innocent. Because the kind of contribution that we used to get from the civil society, as I'm telling you, it has been very fun. It is unspeakable. So this is some of the things that I needed to highlight, so that after this round table of us, we focus on this thing. It does not end yet in the old assembly. We make sure that we see the as I have said that, Chair, I'm going to focus within the environment that we are operating under, that is South African Police Service, because that's where then one has the knowledge on how we are dealing with issues of gender-based violence. We know that the South African Police Service is celebrating 20 years of its existence in the democratic South Africa. You know, before 1994, we had more than 11 forces. And then 1994, we had the one force, which is the South African Police Service, from the South African Police, which are the force, and the service that we have now. And then it was established in 1995, and this is our 20th year of service. For 20 years, the South African Police Service has strengthened in this transition, ensuring measures of accountable, transparent, and human rights oriented service. Maybe I could also indicate that every this year, we signed a memorandum of understanding between ourselves, that is the Police Service, and the Public and Human Rights Commission, so that at the college, when we train our police, we become full police officers. They become part of the training, to train them on human rights. So it has just started. A lot of things need to be achieved to ensure a crime-free society, but milestones have been met, and international agreements have been understood to endorse human safety and dignity for all people of the world, especially South Africa. I'm not going to mention or say anything about international conventions, of which I know all of us here know about them, of which I'm taking charge as a country. And the South African conditions on gender based violence, the family violence, health protection, and sexual offences, of which we shall advise calling it SDS units, were re-established in 2010. You must remember that we had many units in the apartheid times within the police. For instance, one of the units that has just mentioned, that is the family violence, child protection, and sexual offences. Those are units that used to exist. But when we took over as a researcher, in fact, most of the units, we would not activate them. Like your health services, like your drugs, the quality of liberty, something like that. Yeah. We used to have those previously. But now, we have so many requests of the community that is requesting us to consider bringing back those units because of what is happening in the country. You know that our students, they are open when it comes to issues of drugs. As early as 12 years, they are already on drugs. 8 years, they are on drugs. So I'm sure that when time goes on, we'll consider bringing back some of these units that close to us. And we thought maybe, and won't come across what we are coming across now, like the unit that is being led by the Muslim. And then this unit is responsible for four main categories of crime. That is sexual offenses, person-directed crime, which is contact crime, illegal removal of persons under the age of 12, that is what we call it trafficking, trafficking of minors, and electronic media facilitating crime. You know that we have this cyber crime, you know, You know, we take it for granted that our children are not involved as, and they're highly involved. When you are a parent, for instance, I'll make an example about me. I have three children, and they like me in the study. And when I see that they keep long in the study, I will go and see what they're doing. Because when they're on computer, be careful. And when they're using their cell phones, the children want to know what they're doing. Because if we don't do this, I'm telling you, cyber crime will get out of here. So for that, that's one of the areas that that has to be. As I said, I'm not going to read the whole statement, but there are also some achievements and remarkable ones that this managed to achieve. Like for this, for two financial years, that is from 2013 up to 2016, they managed then to secure 1,267 life sentences. 1,267 life sentences on people who committed crimes against children and women. Some other issues that they said maybe I should highlight is the issue of the integrated check, the criminal justice system. We are still struggling a bit there, but I'm sure that with the proposed new integration of the IC, we will deal that one. Because if we don't have that IC that can identify person by the device, you know, when you just enter an IC number of a person, you know, and then that then you find that this person is a criminal, and this person maybe is in prison, or this person is amongst ourselves here. So that area we have adjusted to the IC people to try and address that as an experiment. Because in some sense, it's one of the things that were raised by members of the community when we went to other provinces because of this non-integrated justice system. is the fact that a person would be arrested for, let's say, what you would say, for it. And then that person will go to court, and at the end, that person will maybe make an appeal. You know, when you're on appeal, you're outside. And then when the appeal fails, that person is gone open. And nobody knows that that person is still among us. And he will still keep on hurting people. Because we as a police were under the impression that this person is a person. So we need to correct such areas so that should the person stay safe, even if there was a miscommunication somewhere that the police could not be informed. But when a police officer brings you a doctor, each and every time you go back to a doctor and look at the status of that doctor to make sure that the perpetrators are there and where they are supposed to be. And then you know that with the Department of Justice, Department of Social Development, Social Development, and ourselves, we have Louisiana Center. I won't say anything about those centers because you know that those are centers where our battered women, rights women, they are always kept under a sharp eye of government, and they receive counseling, they receive everything that is supposed to be done, but it's not a responsibility of the one department. Every department is supposed to play a role there. Including the Department of Health, they are supposed to play a role there. In some instances they do, in some instances we are still struggling in business to work together. But also some of the numbers, that is the police call numbers, where people are giving those numbers so that the police can be made aware of such offenses when they happen. So we have many useful approaches to address gender-based violence against the police. For instance, we have national instructions for police stations on how to deal with issues of violence against women. We have the South African Police Forensic Laboratory. All of you know that we have been to identify the perpetrator, although we are still struggling with the same people. But we do then set up advice for people who are still to specialize in certain groups to apply for this police. I had a feeling that every Sunday when you buy your sick bread or you buy your supplement, if there are some vacancies for our currency, and then we need to do it. Because many people are there and they are doing very well, but unfortunately the number is not enough. And we have policing institutions within our police station, for instance. In our police station, we have victim support centers. This victim support center, I must say that I would like to comment to the NGO because most of these centers, we have more than 800 in the country, and most of those centers are being the second time in the NGO to answer them. Because the police are trying, but I think the NGOs are playing very good role. And then, of course, of all the things that I mentioned, there are some challenges that is not a moment, but I know that some people say that what is the able to do anything that is wrong. When it comes to this kind of crime, there's a lot of television that we are facing. For instance, because of the fact that we don't have enough obligations, you get an instance where a woman is raped, and when she's supposed to go to the police station and report such offense, a long way before she reaches the police station, she gets arrested because of the distance. And you must also remember that it's not every police station which causes family violence and transportation of sexual assault. But each and every police station, we have police officers who are trained on how to deal with those kinds of cases. So that they can verify for the alleged department. So that's one of the challenges that we have, that we have to travel long distances in order for us to get a police station. So the issue of the demarcation also of the area of South African police service, this has caused prevention. That's also another challenge. That you may charge with the police. And then when you think of going to court to travel for more than 10, 20 kilometers, and then people just get in our lives and they don't care. They go to God. And so that's what it is, the case that we keep on saying, right, loving and ensuring that. So that part is the part that means government as a whole, not only the police. Because we are not responsible for building the court, we are not even responsible for building the police station, but we can identify where we need the police station. And the only thing that we can do with immediate effect is when we say that we want a pilot police station, which is something that is a movable structure, just to assist the communities. But we must also remember that if we have a mobile police station, the first thing that we need to think of is the safety of the very police officer, because of the kind of criminals that we have now in the country. So we always speak with the community and say, if we send you a mobile police station, please try your best to protect the police who are giving the services against the perpetrators, because they live within ourselves. And then some of these areas where we have a problem is when some cases are withdrawn because of complaints and victims still maintain social and cultural levels of stress. But if you are raped by an uncle, if you are raped by your father, this thing is supposed to stay here. You can't make this thing. And of course, this father. So you can tell me that you can't 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 tell me that we will then go to the schools so that we can establish school safety programs that is, we have committees. And then we said, why is this that we don't have to know my dad? You must alert the parents, or you must alert the committee. Because for instance, the mothers know that the mother has covered the family. But she will keep quiet. Because we say that if I say this and then we don't have to know where my family is, the issue of attacks, attacks against the LGBTI people. I remember this time I was with you in New York 3 years ago when this was highlighted in the UN Women's Conference, where they said that in Africa we are the ones that is facing this challenge. And when we went there, indeed South Africa was number one when it comes to this. Because this was the time when lesbian people were killed brutally. The reason was just for them to have that kind of life that they were living. So if you look at it came at a time in that conference when I thought I would land in a mental institution. Because of the fact that here in Cape Town, the ones that made you come on together, who vanished for one again, who was a lesbian. And the police took a year to look for Lucy Kelly and they couldn't get her. And then it happened that during that time when they were looking for Lucy Kelly, they were getting up the next day, and the children were sending them to the police. There is a dark green which has got a pistol, and they will see that they are flying to them. And then they said that this man is not unbearable. And then the police decided them to go, and then they gave the lock and everything, and then they decided them to break him and got them in success. And then when they opened this dustbin, those were not together for me. that man has been there for more than a year, not to get along with us. You see? And then you can imagine here myself being a member of parliament, but not being trained on how to deal with that thing. But I'm forced to go ahead and get those thoughts and not remain self-care. That is the kind of crime that then made it in the world that we were number one. Then it came to the LGBTI offense. And then we then made the presentation there, and then also the programs that we had in place. And then we were very affected because of the approach that we took as a country. And then the last one, I said, is the issue of a network that we have public here. You know, when we decided on legislation that we passed in Parliament, each and every legislation, when there is no compliance, the people get involved at the police. Let alone those legislations that have to do with the sector. You get a legislation that is domestic relevant, which was an act that was dealt with by the fact that, you know, by the Postal Code of Justice then. And then, when I joined Parliament, I discovered that the police were let out. And then we made sure that we asked for submission from the police. And when time goes on, and so on, we discovered that it was not easy for the police to believe that it was a situation. Because the kinds of crimes that are happening there, they are crimes like closed doors in a vessel. And you can't have a police in each and every police vessel. You see? So it is very difficult. I must say that. But when I was a chef, I was saying to them, yes, you are ignorant. I remember very well, I said to them, you're ignorant. But when I was inside, I could tell that no, they can't implement. You see? So there are some of the areas that we need to amend the Parliament. If it means making research, it means going to other countries, learn from them on how to deal with domestic violence, then that's it. Because the victim now, it is difficult to deal with domestic violence. And I'm saying that if it will happen in that on amendment, let justice then invite the police. So they are the ones who support to implement that. But if it's one committee who does it, and then say that is our one and our problem, it's not possible. Therefore, the story of this is what I'm talking about. Because even in the NGO, Mahoka, we do raise issues of domestic violence, and we need it like yesterday now. Because domestic violence is getting out of hand now. Even some of the police themselves, they're the perpetrators of domestic violence. And the problem of this is because they don't understand. And as a result now, when you go to police stations and look on how they enter domestic violence, there's really a fault. And then at the end of the year, when you get statistics, there's nothing that says that out of these assaults and murders and attempted murders, these are domestic violence. No. It's just in general assault. And at the end of my case, so that we should see what kind of society that we are in. If the domestic violence law that we need to focus on the family. But if you generalize it, that is just a goal, it will be difficult for us then to see then what kind of society that we are living in. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Honourable members and delegates, we are now going to allow members to ask questions for clarity. I'm going to take three, have this side, and three, have this side, and then I'm closing. One, and two, and three. And then one, two, three. One start. Yes.
Good morning, Kenneth Minister. My name is Dorothea Gauti. I'm MPL for Western Cape and also convener for the Villa here in Western Cape. My question is, what do we do in terms of, we had a case in, on the 7th of August where a disabled lady or disabled child, she can't speak the sign language, was of age, and in front of her, her boyfriend was killed. And we asked the police to take her to a place of safety because he did identify the penetrator, and we were scared that she could be killed because they thought, being disabled, she won't be able to tell who it was, but she did. And the police told us that she is a witness and also a victim. And what is the bench role in terms of seeing that they take her to a correct place, because even this place of safety are not safe. Is there a way that we can get information or find out, is she safe, protected in the place where she's been taken? Because I have involved the branch, the women's league branch, because they have taken her up. My second one is about the police station. What is our role? When we were doing an oversight visit, we went to Krapo and signed up that the Krapo has less police than the Caledon, because Caledon being a white area has more police and more vans, while Krapo has less police, and Krapo is the one that is got most crime and murder and all of those. And they even told us that they can't put a specialized police station because they are short of staff in an area that needs a specialized police station. And then in terms of counseling, when you get as a member of parliament or as a committee worker or as a counselor, when you get to a family and you see that they need counseling, how can we contact who to see that those people get counseling? Because I once traveled in Philippi where the three families were still sitting outside, and that family needed some counseling, and it took very long to give them counseling. I think it was during a time when one person died and they were busy in a memorial service, and the men were sitting outside, and there come people and killing them, all three outside, being family members. And there was the urgency to give that family some counseling, and I didn't know which correct door to go and knock, and even empowered the people of the area how to go about when a thing like that happens.
Thank you, thank you,
Chief.
Chair, my name is Blended Polisan. I come from the Northern Cape Provincial Legislature. My question to the Minister. Minister, I want to understand, is the police station, certain police stations might have a trauma or some might not have, because I'm talking to the issue of most when you go around, you look for a trauma room and then you see other politicians that are not making room for trauma rooms. It's only those police stations who are in the urban area that you find.
Let me say, just a few minutes, the portfolio of health is in Zanzibar, in the Northern Cape. So when I do my oversight, I do it thoroughly. And with a police station, because now they will tell that the ladies, the ladies and gentlemen group is the, what you say, national, what. They don't belong to legislation. But now, sometimes they disturb what certain issues of the national team. Because the GR hospital, the GR police station in North Jakarta, if you can go there, Deputy Minister, invite me, I'll show you something that is felt like the old apartheid. It's still in the old apartheid. And when I asked the commissioner there, he said to me, they take the cases, they only write cases down and take it to town. Now for me, I'm all for, because that is not going to sit there. It's only like, that's, you see the patient game. You go in and then you go that side. There's no chair, only one police at the back of the counter and a van. The other one is driving the van, the other one. Now I don't know how long do they take if they need backup. Because sometimes the issue is so old that they need backup. And then I want to ask you, Deputy Chair, when are you doing, especially with the raping victims? You talk mostly about when you come into a tax office and you come and talk about you are being raped, and maybe you're an older woman or you're a lady or whatever, you find men at the back of the counter. The other one starting to laugh. And it's not good. It's not good because in the last term, let me tell you, in the last term, I was in my own world, chief and pirate of one, I went to somewhere and I did my things there. When I come, I said, to go to the hospital. When I came in the hospital, in one day, and when I came there, I find a lady was raped, suddenly like ancient. And it was now past one Sunday afternoon, the lady did not see her daughter. And by then, because I was eating my things, all my things disappeared in my body. And then I started phoning around and I didn't get any police around there. I ended up calling out the MEC in Simad and said, I'm in reference and this is the situation. After I had talked to the MEC, she said, where the lady and some help. Now the police wanted to tell her who am I, because I know I was in my own world, I couldn't say who am I. Because the minute I called, then the newspaper comes in. So I might stay underground for now. This is my damn money, the police realize who am I, because I'm in now, I'm a first person in all day. Now, my question is, why if I'm not a parliamentarian or whatever, will I not get help that I'm supposed to get help, if I'm an ordinary person? Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Senator. No, I raised my hand and I didn't want to disrespect the senior speaker and he pointed me. And I mean I right to talk because this issue is very damning to me. I'm not undermining you.
No,
we'll
not allow that to okay.
I apologize then.
Okay.
Thanks. My name is Vumikula. I'm a human rights activist, social justice, human rights defender. I'm running an organization called Religious User. It's for LGBTI women. And thank you, Honourable Member, for your presentation. And then I think that we should ask for such a civil society and use a metaphor that says, human. who care about issues that are affecting women are being addressed. The labor acknowledgement and civil society, people on the ground who are working, we need to work with them very closely. Secondly, you mentioned the issue of Mozilla's gender in the Western case.
Yeah, in the Western case, that's not the only issue. We've got issues, we've got a case that is actually pretty quiet. The murder of a lesbian that was murdered in Philippi, no arrest has been made. We've got another murder case in Nyanga, no arrest has been made. And I'm saying these things because I'm not a member of National Action. I am that negotiator who has driven the petition in my country. That today we had National Action. Last year, in April, we launched the program in Johannesburg, which was part of the program of action. And I have to say, I'm complimenting the government. So far, there is an improvement, but not to my team and province. The perpetrators, they are still running around the state of Kukulele. Now, if you're ready, I'm happy that you are here for someone who is representing staff. You go and you report your case. And I'm happy that it was highlighted earlier on. When you report your case, you will find that they are making nothing stop of you. And it's a serious matter. And I'm also making a appeal to people who are sitting here, when the case is in your community, where some of us have been stoned by members of our community, and I'm sure some of the people are here in this room, you will find women cannot stand for other women. And it saddens me to see people who understand the struggle of the women. We cannot start in 1966, it's always been every day life. We need as women to stand together. Yet again, my point of departure is, it's not only for you husbands to work around these issues. These women that I said are the women who are in crime. If you've managed in 1966 to work very hard in the United States without any discrimination, it's a reason. I read the report, within the report, you highlighted the issue of gender violence, GBV. When you talk of GBV, we are not separating when one strip off your dignity because of your sexual preference. We are not preventing the young children. We need to stand together. I think what's important is that people are making this act to report cases, making an appeal to people. We need to stand together. We need to fight, and we are going to make them women. If we make it in the previous year, it's nothing that is going to intimidate us. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My last question is
good morning, Chairperson. Good morning to Mom Ojo. Kureisha abantwana day and night. Akhona amabolisa ye, asinayo ipolitician. Yindawo ene-infrastructure. Yefowena, yindawo enabantu abaningi abasuke e-Eastern Cape. Siyizintlanga ngentlanga. Indawo yethu mama ijhe kakhulu. Eyona nto ingamandla into eza kuyo. Sinomama abarishwa everyday. Sinomama aba-abuzwa everyday kwindawo esihlala kuyo. Asonwabanga. Indawo endima yoba ndibela bendizomela ngokuba ndicela oba unational government uyakwazi uba akwazi ukulawula eli khondo
can we get a translator, not like Chinese, not other things, not whatever. No, where we get a translator that is able to stand in court and translate the correct thing. So if the family doesn't know who to move, they need to know who to move. But it's a confidential thing here, that one. That is politically necessary to any other person. Because should something happen in that person, they are in trouble. And as you see now, I had a case of a person who was taken into the witness protection house. And I don't know how the information gets to the person. And then a day before he was supposed to appear in court, he was found dead. So that area is a very sensitive area, but good news in the family. Because I saw that instead of the family do care about their person, they won't tell any other person where that person is. And on the issue of the lack of a police, a crab, it's a very serious challenge. Last Friday, I was in the police station. It happened that near the police station, we had a cluster in Utah. And then I could not get a rent from near there. And then I said, let me just get to the police station and ask for a rent. When I get into the police station, there was a queue to the counter. The queue started from outside. And there were pregnant women who were seated on the floor. And I just interacted with them, how long have you been seated? They don't know. And then when I went to the counter, then I, you know, my son was inside, and I said, you can see, this is the police station. My sister is just on the wall. But the way he looked at me, he was just crying from the face. What had that to say? You understand? Sometimes it has to be the action. Some of it has to be the action. But when I engage the police story, I discovered that Ian and I now are open. And it's not out of their own nation. I also discovered that no wonder that in our country, in the country, when it comes to men are number one in the country. So you can imagine them having an area which is number one when it comes to that kind of crime and any other crime that I have people, but it's called a crime. Because men are the conduct crime. So you can't see that women are a fire. But they conduct that as well. So the man is in Doba, we need to intervene the business and make sure that we have a sense of another. Because I make, when I ask them, where are the people that I ask now, men? And there were only three at the first, two women and one man. And this man, he was in and out. He was in and out because you have the other officers who are going to do calculations in the committee with the hackers. Now, if they need something, they would always call the station. And this man must leave everything here and respond to those officers. And then I said to myself, this is my process. And I have started working on that process. If it means me, we have to even take the police back aside in this government institution. Your parliament, your house members of parliament, legislators and all this other. and you see whether we can take and reserve the study of youth now because of secondary. Take them and train them, they become a government government, and then they guard you as Panama, Acacia Park, Acacia Park, and all that. And then take the upper people, how much we can do, but we can do, but instead of going and fight some of them. So those are some of the things that we have in the country, especially the Western Cape. Especially the Western Cape. Because what also we discovered, I visited Lunenburg and Randabosch. I discovered that the company that they are after for 17 people. There's no stress, there's nothing else. But we have a huge number of projects. Therefore, we need to intervene and assist the province on how to allocate the resources. Be it human, be it vehicles, and everything. We need to assist in that regard. It's indeed Mamu Ofan, in police stations, we in the country as this week, we have 1,138 police stations. Of those 1,138, only 800 have got a victim support center. I'm sure it's the one with the central and trauma center. They have only 802. And most of those police stations does not have this trauma center are the old police stations. The newly built ones do have a trauma center. But still though, we gave them the problems in a form of a provincial commissioner to identify a police station that he or she thinks that we need to have a trauma center because they have been led by the kind of crime in a specific area. And then by those doing that, we have our own people that we are working with, you know, the service providers and stuff. That's what I said, what is it that we can do for you? And then say that, man, can you try and get us a mobile unit that we can use as a trauma center, while we're in the process of trying to build a trauma center. Again, I'll say the same with regards to the action. Most of the things that we're talking about here that are happening in the police, they're not supposed to happen. But because it's under an avantula, you get such attitude from some of them. But we have noted that, and well, we invited and then I would go. So that we can assist the police. Because the service is not out of their own lady. It's where the system is. You see? So we need to attend them to those. Also, in order for us to be able to revamp or to build the police station, as far as very necessary, we must get a list from provinces that provincial offices of the police. That national, we need a police station one of the others. And then what happens, because it's in a bank, they will send you a list of police stations that they need. And then we say to them, beg according to their priority. Well, they know the others as a priority. This commissioner is our former ever of the 6 months. We get a you can imagine what's happening. And people keep on complaining. Have to say that we are going to be involved in those issues. When a former, let's say, and then comes the new one. And so the banana is not my own. My daughter is called sick. Just making an example. And then you have a problem. And then we said, if we have a list of listeners that says no one's priority, we are not going to accept change from the person who came over from the new provincial listener. So I really would like to this with regards to the privacy for people who, or for women actually, who are coming to make complaints where there is no privacy,
we say that almost every day, that the special commander must make it his or her business to make sure that this woman don't get traumatized as a population after being traumatized from where she comes from. Must make sure that if, even if it means going and sit in the office of the special commander and give statements and so there's no other place, then it must be done so. That is, and secondly, I'm astonished to hear that at the police station there is no man who handles rape cases. By law, each and every police station is supposed to have a woman, even if it's one woman. Because you raped by a man, oh, you are not easy, but you're not going to get help. You understand? She won't understand the case that you're under. The person who understands your case is a woman. And no police officer is supposed to laugh at you when you go and complain about sexual offences. There's men, and some other men, much is abused by women. And when they go to the station, the police laugh at him. I am fed up. What? That's things up. And what happened? This man heals very much. Then those are some of the things that the drivers who are trying to address them about the police. It's not just that they can't be a woman, a police station to assist victims with sexual crimes. It goes back again to the very attitude. Goes back to the very attitude.
On this, I just want you to give a picture of what is happening now for the past 3 years when we recruit for officers in telling about what is happening, what is currently happening. When do we advertise to recruit, when you recruit for police officers? You go to the police station, you get all the things to the internet. Of my application form, your retention. You fill that form, you take it to your nearest police station. That police station, they put that form as it is by the provincial office. Once the police station is out, we have only one provincial office in each and every province. My district is about a provincial office. They see OOT, Bangladesh, not qualifier. Some let's say, I want to drive license is not an issue now. Unless they're missing. It's not an issue now. Okay, let's treat the map and beyond the tree. And all those requirements, we ask them to go to school and then we sit there. And then they take them and then they forward them to the issue. Now you must remember that that time then we need about 2,000 students, candidates, and we get 200,000. So what is happening currently? Applicants. 200,000 applicants again. And we actually only for 2,000. Then why do we do that? We look at every qualification again and again. And we have someone with the treat, and the treat we have the diploma in policing, the degree in this and this and this and this and that. And then we mix them. Because we get others as a matric, has a matric in flying colors, but did not have chance to go further to the university. And then we take that and then we put them aside. And then when we decide on the number that we want, they are not going straight to the training college. We take them to the grooming camp. Something that we have to do, grooming camp. In the grooming camp, then, it's where then people are now. But what kind of person are you? Starting from your attitude, good enough, then they're not relevant. You know, and even the health and everything will come after, fitness will come after. But what is important is you want to find out what kind of a person you are. And then all that has been done at the grooming camp. When we finish, and we are happy that you are the right child, we take you back to your community. We say to the community, now as we are adults, we can differentiate our neighbor no more now that she wants to be born.
Then after we installed, we consulted all my CPS, the people in the letter, if I were in our own hands, if I were left there, and then people in the other committee-based organizations, back from the Ghana of Ghana. I saw that practical happening in my own, but in your province, then the second thing that happened. And then after that, the change, then went to college. I'm a same child, but we go ahead. So there is reason to buy a service. There is something that can deal with, we deal with that. And then we take it to school. Then you receive letters from parents and say that, you pass all of them, but you don't pass the same village. They are going to very high percentage. And then the other and then sister by the guest is about one of the other guys. And then Kevin, I just wanted to tell Umama Oliver the process that she had right, the money policy right. At the moon, Mama Velok and William, one place that I haven't visited them, I think I went to them with the most beautiful politician. At them, I got the police and I go up. Police in the corner. We had to get police station, we get a lot of different stations, so we did it. That's what I came across. And I hope things are better now. This is about the time of the day, don't have to use this. Actually, I can't find the buyer, the store is a buyer's dealer. So, I'm going to tell you about this. So, those are some of the challenges that we find ourselves under. Because mama, now mama is sitting, no, not that I want to call her. The entire of this year, she's done. So, now we are as soon as we finish with a, the color commission and such, we must make sure that we start putting a press in a way of looking at each and every individual who occupies a certain position, whether she or his seat occupies that position. Why don't you take a social worker, we have CFO. So those are some of the things that, I mean, social one, but one of 11. So those are some of the things that we are trying to get right in the process. After everything, and then definitely, we will then pay attention to Queen Araya Place. And then, Shamina, can you help to respond on the issue of the counseling to the family of a victim?
Thank you, Minister. Honorable Chairperson, honorable members at the House at large, thank you. As the Deputy Minister already requested me to respond to that, I want to inform this House that as the police, we are not waiting alone. At each and every police station, we issued national instruction from the head office to the police station to say, each and every police station has to have the list of all the support services. And the instruction, we instructed us that they should put those lists in each and every patrol station. So they know at the police station that when a victim enters the police station and there is a need for counseling, they have to refer a particular victim to the social development. So we are working with the social development in terms of the counseling. We always call them for that. I'd like you also to inform the House about the waiting list that we have for the social development. We've also launched, I think it was last year, the Common Center to deal with gender-based violence. I hope social development is willing to explain it. But we are waiting with them. They refer the cases if it needs investigation or police attention. They refer it to police. If it needs counseling, they refer it to their own social workers for counseling. We also do have, like the GNL has already indicated, we do have more than 800 victim friendly rooms at the police station. That's how we can use the counseling GM, I think.
Can I just the lady then spoke about GLGBT offenses, cases that people are not arrested. Those are specific cases. If only we can give us that. Because I remember previous, Ufuneka gave us a list of cases, but we managed to follow up those cases and all those defendants were arrested. If you can give us also that list, then that will follow up with the police. Thank you.
they sometimes make themselves or pretend as if they are mad after committing. On Monday, I was appearing in my area in Arkansas on a case that is so obvious. This young man, 22-year-old, who has murdered a man, chopped him like a slime thing, moving on in Yamalem, then he It's so obvious, but this case is now taking it out of the air. We are following this case, and this young man, you can see, is not that it's normal, but it is that he must have been sent to him, and institution to diagnose what state of mind, in what state of mind was he when he performed this thing. These processes are the processes that and the nurse that has been killed. And the poor family from Richmond, which is 300 kilometers from where court is, and the mother has just mentioned that sometimes the people get tired because of the expenses and money that they must pay to court for this for transport and so forth. As I have said, I mean a basic education portfolio. Now we have a crisis in education, whereby children, young, maybe primary children, and to be animals, raising young children, other children in the ground. How do we do with such a thing? They are in primary, great ones, but they rape one child in the class. At the end, this traumatized child should attend school meeting the president in the class, as young as this. How can we appeal to such? We have lived and grown up in a certain high school. Last month there was a case that a Pinsonville school where children are buying the case that are made of Jaka. At the end, you get that this letter we send this Jaka case will not be arrested because what is being happening. And to go school because they not. You know, sometimes we need advice at the Department of Education. How can we deal with such cases? I think we should for Mamu Kuka Nepal Janun because Mamu Kuka, I was just watching it Janun. In a school of Paganelis, then you call him now. Of about 100 learners, more than 100, a school which is unregistered.
Honorable member, can I request that to summarize?
Thank you. So, my is thank you, Chairman. Let me cut short.
Honorable Mamaka.
Thank you, sir. May I just explain the first I'm telling another chairperson of the portfolio of women, and we haven't thrown anything out. The ministry hasn't thrown anything out, but we're working on the approach addresses the context. Firstly, I'm pleading with you, Deputy, to actually scrutinize the way the investigating officers are actually classifying the case. Most of these cases, serious cases, you'll find that I'm just making an example, is they are actually lumped under federal facts, which is not what they should be. I am pleading with you and your team. Try and scrutinize that, because they don't fall under that. Why can't we someone Schedule X? Because if you rape, that's the matter. Before you even kill the person. My team. Make sure you increase the number of women in blue in most of these presentations and ensure that they are trained in counseling and the handling of the system. Men will never do it. The very few of them will do it. Three, can we revise the other components that were actually lost, but by now nobody has actually seen whether they are operating or not. And the evaluation is very, very crucial in the right cases. Around the plight of women. Let's make sure it's going to be entrenched. It's not a request, it's a must. And please strengthen your evaluation also for this session. And echo. Seriously. The people who want to join the room.
I'm sorry that I'm not going to take any other questions. I'm going to allow the GM to respond. But before that, Mama Nobuso has lost the phone. Anyone who has by accident taken me, can you bring it to the table? Fully appreciate that. Please, let me allow the minister to respond.
Let me start with the last one, I appeal to you, let us revive all these structures that we established last time so that we can start working. See, that's the banner when I get to the banner, I didn't stand on the phone. You know, this time when you speak about organizing the classification of our cases, you know, one of the things that makes our statistics, you know, each and every September every year, there is our statistics. Oh, look, you are a housebreaking in UK. You don't know in UK. But when you look at the number of incidents, we are not very incidents to their head, but the criminality is there more. Just to make an example, when you go to a house for drinking, then you tell people to smoke on the local house. I was kind of going to drink in somebody's house without being careful. By going there, it's a drinking. It's something else. Mountain of Patterson, you come across a woman. From the beginning, it might happen that your intention was not to rape. But because the woman is decided, you decide to rape. Mommy, that's not about to tell this woman I got you, it's not and then you start assaulting them. It's one incident, you assault them. And then, mom, you identify the items that you want.
and then you see the same, which is another case. And then you come across the elder son or the father into the ring. And then you see the man. And then maybe the son tries to protect the parents and then attempts to kill the son, but at the end not him. So just one incident, six types of crime happen. Even one, sometimes you hear that a person goes to court and this person faces 109 offenses. You will think that this person went all places. Sometimes it happens just in second one. All those kind of attempts. But we will attempt those sentences. And then with regard to the NGO versus Dr. Hen, who still a women empowerment. I know sometimes people seem to be offended. But most of the time where I go to such communities, I tell the community that it's not responsible of government. It's our responsibility. And unfortunately, when you discover that your child or your children are putting it in, you pray that they must go to school for an education decision. You keep the blame from yourself to the teacher. The teachers who've got their own challenges, who's got their own children, that's their opinion. I read the newspaper yesterday, I think it was Christmas, where it said that more than 90% of teachers who are sick, stressed, who are dead, who are disrespected, is because of the toll that they get from school children. And some of these teachers don't even get children. The children are ours. Never took our lives to deal with this. The government is accepted. But government can't be important. The parents must be important. I'm a grandmother. I have children. It is doing the normal law. I have children. I have children. I have my sister's children. About 30. And here's the wife and young boy. You see? So the thing is, we must unite as parents. My dear, say, you see, you're the guy next door. Now I'm never going. Tomorrow it will happen with me. And at the same time, and this guy, she's born with an hour by the corner of the rock. She's had another disease. If you find it, I feel it. If you want to call it, that's what I want to say. It's very important that you must be our eyes. Make sure that you identify the things that the abnormal are carrying so that we can assist each other. But I want to accept the fact that all these things must then be covered. Government is not a supernatural thing. I'm a government, don't say that. I'm a mother. I have my own challenges at home. But I make sure that where I can, the animals, I'm sure that government can also assist me. There are many areas that the government can assist. But there is no other government that will help you unless you have cancer for cancer. There's no currency dancing. But unfortunately, our children believe in what they see in other children. In that abode, in that children, when they go to the other side of the world, but at the end, we could get ourselves in challenges that is born up in the world. Some of the findings, if I remember very well, in the report of the CSIR, when it comes to this area, more than 60% of the incidents are happening when people have used substances. That is not. In the Western case, it takes, that's what I'm talking about. In the Western case, it takes years. And then there is hunger, there is welfare, all these kinds of things. But if we don't talk as parents, who comes in? Can you hear it? You know? And then the challenge is with two departments, actually three departments, that has got a problem if you don't assist them. The police, social development, and basic education. And then the Department of Health. Because my older long term is in the health. I should bring this man about the water. So let us blame our cousin's parents and make sure that we assist the government. So that if government is not helping us, and then we bold and say that, but we are saying our cousin's family is not assisting us. And we have a very good family. Also, my father is one of them that was given. Doesn't he have granted them? I'm a cooler that was given. Let us stand at that level and keep them a grant. The sector that some of us are exploiting is a very complex one. Therefore, we never win this kind of crime unless we are working hand in hand as women. Let us come up with those complaints that I suppose. That youth workers, see, like I have a good question about you here, we can travel all over these provinces and come up with a campaign. Even this is a professor of crime. There are children. There's one woman, I think 3 weeks ago, when one of the police officers was killed in one province, that came forward and said that, and he called the officer now. This behavior is a thing like that. They have to find out that he's one of the people who killed the police officer. The mother identified that. That's the kind of mother that we are. To make sure that fight, thank you. Thank you very much. I promise that from our side as government, we will really work hand in hand with other research projects and make sure that someone spoke about in the way the police, national competency, this is from Sham. I think it is Kumango Olifant. I'm sorry I missed that one. Indeed, police. They are a national competency. But operational, they are responsible for provinces. I'm a province, but make sure we don't police are in the city. For instance, I'll make an example. If the Western Cape says we need 100 police officers and we need 100 cars, we'll give them 100 police officers if we have. And we'll give them 100 cars, so 100 cars we can't say if we have because we must buy them. But unfortunately, we are not responsible for allocating them. The name of our government is not model. You are quite wrong. We are in charge of with a carbo. We are in charge of with a we are not part of it. Carbo is born in a carbo region. A carbo is an area Yama Samar. Some of these from the other world of Kutan, about the city of why do we have to have a 4x4? So those are some of the times that we come across. But because it's not for just time that we get we have decided that if the order comes, they must tell us which is this has those are a crab or a problem or a principle, all those things. Then we know what kind of cancer they need to have and those things. Penalize to the police. We can't give you 100 student police officers and then we say 50 but then young. You can't do that. You must take this new one over to the women down here in a crime in the and then take the experienced police officers to send them to young and kind of ourselves by crime is starting to get out of it. Thank you very much, Mimi. I love you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Minister. We can clap hands again. There is no time to do that. I know that I have suppressed lots of questions from women because of time, and I want to apologize for that. That you know, women issues usually they are put on the side levels where you don't have more time to deal with them. So as women, we just have to use a little time to do maximum things, such that to change the life of women on the ground. So I'm going to request that those that have any questions, write the questions. There is a chapter of women here. They will reach the Deputy Minister of Response. You will get a response from the department. the chapter is all Mamuta Zimamela. Write it down and give it to Mamuta. We are going to break away now. One, as we go out now, we'll be ushered by our ushers who are going to have a group photo. We are going to the commission. Commission one. It would be chaired by Honorable Grace Sege, Honorable Chair Joe Tembangazi Bandela. And then the commission is through the lens of NDP, Advancing Women Developmental Agenda, through Responsive Gender Budgeting. And then you'll have also Sheila Sikole, as part of the resource person to those commissions. I got an order from the chair that the change of commission one will be chaired by Ugina. Where is Ugina? I was told that it's Honorable Ugina. The officials have worked in the Honorable Ben. Yes, she's here. I was told that there was an accident. Okay. The second, I think all great projects, the only thing that we'll do to change the chair, all great projects will be chairing the gender-based violence and budget, Commission 3, then of the Potiate with Joy Watson, and then Commission 2, effectiveness of parliamentary tools in advancing human rights, which I have called now Mam Robinson. And then Abraham, and then you have the resources to do the Deputy Minister of the Telecom Commission agenda based violence. And I know that they've got a video schedule. Mamuta Zimamela, that commission again, and then Mam Story. The Tom will go to commission two. No, I'm complaining. I'm not asking to see your So the commission are at the following venue. Commission one, B475. Commission 2, V227. Commission 3, Old Assembly, which is this area. So our the action will send us a front door as we go to the photo session. Again, when we come back, we'll be other Mamto. As we go to the, as coming back to the photo session, you'll be ushered to this venue of the commission. Agree? The commission, the time is 11:25. How long Yeah, a commission until 1:15. Can I see the answers of Parliament? Well, can you leave the every grade, and the chair and the chair, can you lead us to the photo session? Chair Mamela and Chair Murashi, Muruba and the Deputy Secretary. So we are waiting for commission after the photo session, going to the commission, come back here at 1 o'clock. Instead of going for lunch, take the report and then go for lunch. Yeah. 1 o'clock to come back here. So those that are managing commission, please make sure that you zoom into the issue and come back to maximum little time that we have. Thank you very much.
The photo session is at the end of the